Taliban kills 3, wounds 13 in insider attack targeting top U.S. commander. By Edwin Mora on October 18, 2018. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for staging an assassination attempt on Thursday carried out by a provincial governor's bodyguard against the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan and Afghan security officials that ended up killing 3 people and wounding 13 others, including 2 Americans. In a statement, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid noted that the targets of the attack were the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan and anti-Taliban strongman and Kandahar police chief General Abdul Razik. American General Scott Miller, the recently appointed chief commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, reportedly escaped unharmed, but Razik did not. "Today I lost a great friend, LTG Razik. We had served together for many years. Afghanistan lost a patriot. My condolences to the people of Afghanistan," General Miller wrote on Twitter. "The good he did for Afghanistan and the Afghan people cannot be undone." The provincial governor's bodyguard reportedly opened fire on a high-level security meeting at a heavily fortified government compound in Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban. General Mohammad Sharif Yaftali, the chief of staff for the Afghan National Army, ANA, told reporters, "The attack carried out by a bodyguard of the governor happened moments after the meeting finished, as they were leaving the compound. Afghan security forces swarmed Kandahar city after the shooting that shuttered shops and sent terrified civilians, already on high alert for violence ahead of Saturday's ballot, into their homes," the agence France Presse, AFP, news agency reported. While the Taliban cited the attacker's name as Abu Diyana on Twitter, Reuters reported that Afghan officials identify the shooter only as Qaboodin. The U.S. NATO mission Resolute Support, RS, confirmed the attack in a statement, noting that the shooter injured 2 Americans. Afghanistan's Tolo News quoted Colonel Knut Peters, a spokesman for RS, as saying in a statement, "There was a situation at the Kandahar Palace today. Initial reports indicate this was an Afghan-on-Afghan incident. 2 Americans were wounded in the crossfire and they have been medically evacuated. General Miller is uninjured. We are being told the area is secure. Initial reports also say the attacker is dead." Although President Donald Trump's administration has intensified its efforts to bring the Taliban to the peace negotiation table in recent months, the terrorist group has continued to wreak havoc, mainly targeting candidates and voters during the ongoing campaign season ahead of the October 20 parliamentary elections. Afghan General Abdul Manan Hussain Kail, the intelligence chief in Kandahar, reportedly revealed that an Afghan journalist was among the fatalities. Khama Press, KP, identified one of the other 2 fatalities as provincial intelligence chief Abdul Manan Hussain Kail. Afghan officials reported revealed that the shooter wounded 13 people, including 2 Americans and Kandahar Governor Zelmai Wiza. Michael Kugelman of the Wilson Center told AFP that the unprecedented attack on the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan and the death of Razik was a huge blow to stability and to counterinsurgency more broadly. "The bottom line here is that no one is safe, no matter how powerful they may be and no matter how much security they may expect to receive," he added. General Razik reportedly controlled Kandahar with an iron fist and was accused of running secret torture chambers, an allegation he denied, AFP pointed out, noting that he was the reason the Taliban struggled in its birthplace in recent years. Rest of Kandahar province, which sits along the Pakistan border, is one of the top opium-producing provinces in Afghanistan. The Taliban generates most of its funding from poppy cultivation and heroin production.